Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly foray into the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along. Today we bring back some old friends who come back pretty much every summer. No, not pretty much every summer. They've come back for the past few years. I'm talking about our friends who put on these stories at the cemetery in which they take characters, real people from the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. And Linda Benson, who is one of my guests today, will write stories about these real-life characters. And then actors like Dick Reichman, who's here today, will present these characters throughout the cemetery during the first event they had this year. And now their second event, they're going to have the actors portray these characters on a stage in the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. We'll talk more about that, but I want to tell you it starts at 6 o'clock this Sunday, August the 13th at the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. They're asking that you come in the John Begoy Gate on 7th and Cordova and bring a chair if you want. So anyway, I introduce Linda Benson. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you, and please do bring a chair so you don't have to stand up all the time. Yes.
And we have Dick Reichman, actor, playwright, director extraordinaire, back again talking about a character he's going to play on the show. Welcome to the show, Dick.
I'm a deadly actor.
No, pun intended, I'm sure. So, Linda, give us people have known about this because you've been doing it for how many years now?
What is it? Seven, I think.
7 years now. So tell us, for those who aren't familiar with this, kind of how it got started and sort of as an overview, what you do with these stories in the cemetery.
I went at Charleston when we were back east many years ago, and I went to one of these, and I thought, why wouldn't we do this in Anchorage? We have colorful characters. I'd lived here quite a few years, and I'd heard the stories about some of them. So I waited a while, and then I waited some more, and finally, there was this opportunity to take care of that through Bruce and Audrey Kelly, because they had an inn at the cemetery because they had taken over for John Begoy. So I approached them with it. They thought it was a good idea, and we decided we would try it out, having no idea what would happen this first year. We, by hook or by crook, got a few actors together and said, we don't know what we're getting into. Do you want to try it? Well, it was highly, highly successful. People seem to really enjoy. I've had people tell me that now when they drive by the cemetery, they feel like they have more of a history of the town in which they live. So I think it's rather a community spirit here, an effort. We have folks coming up and say, oh, you must tell the story of my grandmother. I can tell you so much about her. So through the years, we've collected folks' recommendations. Bruce and Audrey dig through files and find interesting, colorful characters. We've had in this town, because folks were buried here from all over the state for a while, certainly our share of ne'er-do-wells and murderers and the murdered. So it's a rather colorful history.
Do you ever find you're running out of characters?
I'm beginning to. Someone suggested that next year we do the murderers and the murdered in review, because those are the ones folks really like.
Well, speaking of that, Dick, apparently you're playing, I'm not sure if it's a murderer or murderered.
But he's colorful.
But he's colorful. Tell us a bit about the character you're playing.
Well, not a whole lot is known about this guy. He was a World War I veteran who suffered what we today would call PTSD. In those days, it was called shell shock. And he came home to Wisconsin, and he was quite crazy and quite unmanageable. And he had a couple of brothers who tried to stash him in Wisconsin or Montana somewhere, away from society, working in a mill. But he was too crazy for that. They finally brought him to Alaska.
Where all the crazies go, right?
Yeah.
They took him out to Lake Clark, and they bought him a piece of land in which he could live all by himself on subsistence. He spent his remaining years, the crazy guy, living out in the wilderness. Very little is known from him, except that there was this young relative or friend, I don't exactly know what the relationship was, he occasionally talked to, who wrote down a somewhat fictionalized story about the man's life. And this is interesting because it brings up, I've done a bunch of these over the years, and when you are dealing with a person who is not that well known, I've had the interesting job of taking scripts by Linda about someone who is not terribly well known, and so you got to figure out from the few facts maybe a little more to tie it all together, and you hope you're right. This is another example, too. I'm trying to tie the guy's life together through this piece of fiction which is written about him, trying to decide what's real and what isn't. So you come up with a kind of a conglomerate of things which you hope are accurate. Sometimes you may miss the history but get the spirit of it. It's been a wonderful experience. I've done four or five of them now. When I first heard about this program, you know, standing around the graves talking about the dead people, I thought that doesn't sound very interesting. But a lot of my friends were involved, so I went, and it was fascinating. Not only was it fascinating, but there was a big crowd there. Mm-hmm. I went to the first one thinking, oh, my friends are doing it. There'll be nobody there. Who wants to go to a cemetery? And there was a huge crowd there, and people were really interested in the history, available to contribute, talk to you about the things. I found such huge enthusiasm. And so I've participated in it every year since with great pleasure. I look forward to it as a great moment in acting, really. And I don't know how Linda could say more about this. How much do we fictionalize? How much do we make up? A lot of the characters, all the characters I've done, there's not a whole lot known about them.
I want to get
except for Hickel. I did Hickel. We know everything about
Hickel.
Yeah,
you know everything, maybe too much about Hickel.
In just a moment, we want to get back to Linda, but I want to say that for those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about Stories at the Cemetery, performing this Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. My guests are Linda Benson and Dick Reichman. And Linda, you were about to talk about how you fictionalize this. And I was thinking, as Dick was talking a moment ago, this is, in a way, kind of like Arctic Entries. You know, you take, when people take their own life stories and they not necessarily fictionalize them, but they dramatize them in a way. So how, is that what you're doing? You're taking these lives and you are creating something exciting out of someone's story?
If you did a straight biography of someone, you might say, they were born in 1882. They did this. They did that. In 1910, they did such and such. That's boring. But what is the one thing that made their life stand out or was very interesting? Last year, I believe it was, we took a young woman who was a young woman at the time who experienced her first bank. She was in a bank robbery. She was the victim. And so I explored a lot about bank vaults because she was shut in one, and I knew something of it anyway because my father was a banker and he used to lead me into the bank vault all the time. But to me, that would be a pretty traumatic experience for a young woman. So that was the one thing that I pulled out, did my own research on, as I said, bank vaults and life in Anchorage. And we do try to tell a little bit about what life was like in 1927 in Anchorage. And I believe that's one thing folks enjoy. What was prohibition like? Gambling, vice in this town. They enjoy hearing that. But later, a granddaughter of this woman came up to me and said, how did you know that until her dying day bothered my grandmother? It was a very traumatic experience. So in that case, maybe I was right. Some other ones I probably haven't been. But what is the one defining thing in that person's life that we can make an interesting story about? So that's what I aim for when I read the biographies that the Kellys hand me. What is the thing that made them unique or have a unique experience?
That will relate to the audience coming to see it as well, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, Dick, going with that, What is that one thing about the character? What's the character's name you're playing?
He is Sam Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically is redreaming his experience of World War One over and over again. He's just in a loop of endless redreaming the terrifying experience, which eventually he comes to Alaska, has a confrontation with a bear, which I don't know if it was imaginary, dreamed, but becomes kind of a parallel to his experience in the war. So it's a portrait of a man with PTSD, basically.
And I
think it's very interesting what Bruce and Audrey Kelly, who are not here today, are doing along with Linda is they do basic research on many of these people we don't know much about. And that research is very deep and very searching. And then they pass it off to Linda, who creates a literary event out of that research. And I think it's a very precious process. The history is difficult and carefully done. And then Linda's creative recreation of something in that history with a dramatic line, between the three of them, they create wonderful scripts.
And let us not forget the actors who then take the script and make it their own and do their own separate research often and get into the character a bit. And I also wanted to say about Dick's character, part of what made him so odd was his costuming. He ordered brand new boots, but he cut the toes out because he liked to have the air on his toes. If he got a new pair of pants, he cut the cuffs off. He was ragged, dirty, never took a bath, never cut his hair. So we're not going to tell all that, but Dick can show it by what he wears.
You know, you mentioned one thing that I think is very important here, that you tap into the universality of these characters as they appear, as they apply to today. We mentioned shell-shocked. We now call it PTSD. And a moment ago, we kind of joked around about he was so crazy they sent him to Alaska. But we don't think about that. We think about that he was a very a human being who was struggling to just understand what his life was about. And we understand that now. And it seems like, Dick, you've tapped into that. And we now don't think of him as being the crazy guy from Wisconsin that got sent to Alaska. He is a man who was struggling with what we now call PTSD, which I think is very fascinating. Linda, are you aware, as you're writing these characters, that you're bringing some of these issues up to not just, you know, murders and murderers, but to apply to what we're going through as humans today?
Well, certainly this character that Dick's doing really threw me because I have had an uncle in World War One who experienced, they said, shell shock, and would come to visit once a year. So that really took me back to my youth, to having this uncle stay with us for a week or two, and what life was like. And as a little girl, I related to him just fine. My parents did not, but well, did.
We could talk about this forever. We've got out of time now. I hate to say this, but if you want to hear more about this, come to the Anchorage Memorial Park this Sunday at 6 o'clock for Stories at the Cemetery. Thanks, Dick. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you,
Steve.
Well, that's it for Stage Talk for this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.